Portsmouth Audio Walks. Portsmouth is situated on the south coast of England and has something for everyone. Whether you are interested in historic aspects of Portsmouth, some of which date back hundreds of years, or whether you are more interested in the latest high-tech navy, Portsmouth has something to offer. Portsmouth has a population of over 190,000 people, which makes it the most densely populated city outside of inner London, with 46.9 people per hectare. Portsmouth Island is separated from the mainland to the north by a narrow creek, which makes Portsmouth an island city. For the last 800 years, every British monarch has walked the High Street in Old Portsmouth. The only exception was Mary Tudor. When it comes to impressive events and commemorations, Portsmouth knows how to achieve a memorable event. On the 5th of June, 1994, the eyes of the world turned to Portsmouth to commemorate the 50th anniversary of D-Day. The events were transmitted around the world, with the British royal family and 12 other heads of state attending the events in Portsmouth, including the President of the United States. The commemorations included a drumhead service, followed by a fleet review. The heads of state reviewed the fleet before heading to Normandy. On the 28th of June 2005, just over 10 years later, Portsmouth again provided a thoroughly entertaining event. Portsmouth helped celebrate Trafalgar 200 by the Queen reviewing the international fleet in the Solent, followed by a breathtaking Sonne Lumiere and battle reenactment in the evening, which culminated in the largest firework display seen in the UK. So, if you are looking for a city that is steeped in history and knows how to put on a good show, then you've come to the right place. Portsmouth, home to the Royal Navy. So what other claims to fame does Portsmouth have? Well, many famous people were either born in the city or have lived in the city. Charles Dickens, the famous novelist, was born in Portsmouth in 1812. Herbert George Wells, the novelist, spent some time in Portsmouth in the late 1800s. Isambard Kingdom Brunel was born in Portsmouth in 1806. Peter Sellers, who was born Richard Henry Sellers, was born in Portsmouth in 1925. Between the ages of 6 and 12, Rudyard Kipling spent some of his childhood in Portsmouth. The author of Sherlock Holmes mysteries, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, lived in Portsmouth between 1882 and 1890, and returned to Portsmouth in 1896. Vice Admiral Lord Horatio Nelson left from Portsmouth in 1805 aboard HMS Victory to set sail for Trafalgar. John Pounds was born in Portsmouth on the 17th of June 1766, and he provided free education to the poor children of Portsmouth, which led to the formation of the Ragged School movement. This audio guide has been produced to provide information about Portsmouth and its attractions. Now, all that is left for you to do is make your way to the start point of your selected walk and then play the appropriate sound file.